The BM bull sculpture was cast using the lost wax technique. The artist firstly models his vision in wax, then he molds clay around it, and this is then put into the fire, which hardens the clay and melts the wax. The wax is then drained off, and in its place, a bronze alloy is poured into the mould, so that it takes on the exact form the wax had occupied. When it cools, the mould is broken to reveal the bronze, which can then be finished, polished, inscribed or filed, to produce the final sculpture. The bull leaper is quite badly corroded. It's now degraded to a greenish-brown colour. It would never, of course, have been as sparkling as gold, but originally it would have had a powerful, seductive gleam. It's the bronze that makes sculptures like this one gleam, and it's the bronze that lets our bull move from myth into history. At first sight, it's surprising that it's made of bronze at all, considering that neither copper nor tin, both of which are needed, are found on Crete. Both came from much further afield, with copper coming from Cyprus, the very name means the copper island, or from the eastern Mediterranean coast. But tin had an even longer journey to make, travelling along trade routes from eastern Turkey and sometimes even from Afghanistan. It was often in short supply, because those trade routes were frequently interrupted, on occasion by pirates. Here, with the sculpture itself, you can actually see something of that struggle to secure the tin supplies. There hasn't been quite enough in the alloy, which explains why the surface is rather pockmarked and also why the structure has been weak, so that the hind legs of the bull have broken off over time.